This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Welcome to the program. Another week of fun here. Open phones as always. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Discord is available to you. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms are wide open for you. If you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
To join our Discord server, you can go to discord.lrn.fm. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. And by the way, I did do a prune on the Discord server this weekend. We had almost hit 1,000 users, and I thought, you know what? The Discord server's been up for 6-7 months. We started in, 8 months. We started in January, and so we almost had hit 1,000 users, but I wanted to prune out anybody who hadn't logged in the last month. There's like 3 time frames that you can prune. Basically, you can prune anybody who hasn't been in the last month, anybody who hasn't been there in the last week, or the last 24 hours. So I chose the last month, so that way we can keep the membership rolls fresh. I want to have as accurate a representation. Like, if you logged in January, hated it, and then left and never came back, you really don't need to have an account on the server. You know what I'm saying? If you want to come back, just make a new account and try to come back in once a month, because I will do occasional prunings. So now we're at 591 members, which means all of those people have been there within the last month. So thank you to everybody who's used our Discord server so far. I think it's been a very successful experiment. People are there chatting throughout the day and the night, not just about Free Talk Live, but about other topics. So check that out at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Ron is in New York State. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Hello, Ron. Ron in New York? Do we have Ron? Ron going once. Ron going twice. There may be some kind of an issue back at the network board. We will put Ron on hold, and we'll try Parker in Washington, see if he's there. Hello, Parker.
John McCain is dead.
John McCain. Yes, he is. In fact, listeners of Questioning Authority.
John McCain is dead.
Didn't John McCain sing a little ditty about people dying once upon a time? Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Bomb, 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 Moran, yeah.
This seems appropriate to me, Parker. I would say that...
I don't relish the notion that John McCain is dead, because he will probably be replaced by somebody who's an equal statist. But
probably,
at the same time, I'm not shocked. I'm not horrified that somebody would be happy about it.
Yeah, I'm not particularly celebrating it just because it doesn't seem that significant to me, but I'm not opposed to celebrating the death of politicians and mass murderers and whatever. So.
He was an oligarch, so what do we care if he dies?
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I'm just like, I'm not going to go out and buy a cake because he died.
Right.
When Walter Reed dies, I will.
Walter Reed?
Yes.
Who's that?
That's a guy that named the medical hospital after?
No, different guy. The prosecutor of St. Tammany. I bought a cake when he got convicted, so I'm disturbed like that.
I see.
So I kind of agree. Like, I don't like to spend my time, you know, celebrating somebody's demise. However, I also don't feel bad that somebody who is as much of a scum-sucking politician as John McCain has passed away. I guess it was succumbed to brain cancer, I presume. I'd heard that he'd been diagnosed with that. I presume that was what the cause of death was. But I've spent about zero time looking into news about John McCain or his death. The only reason I know anything about it, really, is because it happened, I think, Saturday. And Vincent from Questioning Authority, which is the Saturday night show on LRN.FM, the one that follows Free Talk Live at 10 p.m. Eastern, Vincent had announced after, he had told me privately that he'd had a whole show planned out because it was his first show back on the air because he's a college student. So long-time listeners of the show may remember him as an occasional co-host here on Free Talk Live. But he goes away, you know, from Keene during the summertime, and so this would have been his first show back doing it live from the LRN studio here. He said he had a whole show planned out. Yeah, so he had a whole show planned out, and he decided to just chuck the whole planned show in the can so he could, as in his words, dance on McCain's grave for 2 straight hours. And that's what he did. He came in here and he danced on McCain's grave for 2 hours straight. So for anybody who wants to see a good grave dancing for John McCain,
Vincent, I can't believe you can get that kind of content out of a death.
I know.
It just,
it depends on how much you hate the person. I mean, one of the benefits of having a large platform is that when somebody annoys you, or that doesn't seem as strong, but I can't say other things, then you can go on the air and be like, this person did this, and I'm going to talk about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know how large the platform is on LRN, but regardless, it's there, and he used it. So anybody that wants to see that, I think it's only available on our Twitch channel right now in the archives, twitch.lrn.fm, although I think he forgot to name his show correctly, so maybe I should go fix that for him. Anyway, Parker, any further thoughts on this you wanted to share, or were you just jubilant?
That was just jubilant, but I've got some further thoughts. So I have had some ideas I've ran past you guys in the past. Some of them were some not so great ideas. This idea that I'm going to give, that I'm going to share with you, not one of those bad ideas, I think.
Okay. I knew you were going to share an idea, and I knew you would think it was good. Go ahead, Parker.
Okay, so you guys are almost certainly familiar with Larkin Rose's book, The Most Dangerous Superstition, right?
Yeah,
I've heard of it. I've never read it.
I read it when I was in jail, and it was
for civil disobedience. Thank you.
It was excellent.
I just, when I was in jail for all that stuff I did with.
It's more common to be in jail than
a kangaroo
think,
and a Panama hat and a yak skin coat.
There's a lot of people who've been to jail. It's a pretty common experience in the United States.
Well,
but when I was in jail, I read it. It's all about, for listeners who are unfamiliar, it's a nice short book. And Larkin Rose does a good job of really explaining the myth of the idea of authority. I mean, that's essentially the thrust
of the
book.
It's like 120 pages or something like that.
Yeah. So what about it?
Well, really when it comes down to it, all liberty comes first from the mind. If you are not free psychologically, you will never be free physically. Or if you are free physically, then it doesn't matter, because without psychological freedom, you can never have physical freedom. That being said, it's also of a extremely high likelihood, if not a absolute certainty, that everyone throughout the world is suffering from some form of Stockholm Syndrome. And
can you define what that is?
Stockholm Syndrome is basically the psychological phenomenon when a person is confronted with a situation in which they are being oppressed by someone, and rather than seeing the relationship for which they find themselves in, such as the Jews and during the Holocaust, any political dissidents in China or Russia, the Stockholm bank heist.
That's what it was named after, right?
Yeah, exactly. After spending extensive periods of time with their captors, the hostages in the bank, they start to empathize with and identify with the bank robbers in the same way that people identify with the government.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, they've been told their whole lives that we're the government. I mean, so there's this
here to help
propaganda campaign that's been, you know, pounding away at them for their entire lives, explaining to them this mythology that they are a part of this system. That you get to run for office if you want, or vote for the people who are running for office. So therefore, it's totally okay what all these abusers are doing to you.
Right. So it's that much more subversive than regular Stockholm Syndrome.
That's true.
In that regard. But generally speaking,
have we gotten to the idea yet?
Yeah, we're just about to broach the idea. Generally speaking, the individuals who are best at treating Stockholm Syndrome are psychiatrists. And I think that if I were to go to college, major in psychology, get a doctorate in psychiatry and then specialize in Stockholm Syndrome, both in terms of treating and in therapy and all that.
Is Parker going to say he could cure the world? I want to get to this here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizen.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You'll need the Discord app. You can grab that at discordapp.com. install it, create your account, and then go to discord.lrn.fm to join the fun over there as we continue. I do want to let you know that Zencash is now known as Horizon. It's a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology. That's great privacy technology with decentralized secure node architecture. In fact, they have more secure nodes and super nodes combined than Bitcoin has full nodes in the Zencash system. Zencash, because they have so many nodes, means it's a very strong network. Essentially, the more nodes you have, the more impervious you are to ever being taken down. Go to horizon.global, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. And by the way, Horizon is more than just crypto. The crypto is called Zen, but it also allows you to privately chat with other people on the Horizon network. And soon they'll allow you to publish information and go anywhere on the web with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N.global. As we go back to Parker, on the line in Washington State, listening online. Parker, you were telling us about Stockholm Syndrome, which, of course, you know, we've heard of it before, but I asked you to explain it for listeners that maybe were unfamiliar.
Right.
Stockholm Syndrome, the idea that somebody who's a captive or a hostage will, over a period of time, they could become, they can identify with or empathize with their, I guess, hostage takers. What's the word I'm looking for here? Captors. Oppressors.
Captors. Exactly.
And so if they, you know, identify with them, then that can make separating them much more difficult, and it makes them do things that they otherwise wouldn't have done, you know, in sort of defense of their own captors. And you were likening that to sort of what happens with people and their government, that they gain this Stockholm syndrome towards their government. Even though the government is oppressing them, they will still say that it's a good system, that it's the best system in the world, that we're free or whatever. And so you were just proposing that you wanted to, you're talking about going to a government college and
not
getting
a government college, but, you know,
they pretty much all are.
Well, if you're going to be in the U.S., there's only like two non-government colleges, and I don't think that any of them have
psychology
PhDs.
Right. So you wanted to become a doctor of psychology and then do what? We never got to your actual proposal.
Okay, so I guess I would have to go to a college that either gets government funding or something, to, whatever. Even if I go to a government college, like, I'm certain that government colleges teach people how to specialize in Stockholm Syndrome therapy and rehabilitation. So there's that. But that's essentially the crux of what I would like to try and do, because anyone.
But then what will you do? Once you get the doctorate in psychology, what is your plan then?
Psychiatry.
Well,
psychiatry is where you
describe
things.
Psychiatry is med psychology.
He's going to get the degree in psychology, the bachelor's in psychology, and then go on for a master's in psychiatry, is what he said.
I missed that part. Right. Why would you want to do psychiatry?
Because if I were to get a master's or doctorate in psychiatry, then I could specialize in Stockholm Syndrome therapy and rehabilitation. Then, from there, I could treat people who have...
But why would you want to dope somebody up to try to solve the issue of Stockholm Syndrome?
You're not.
That's what psychiatrists do, right?
So you're confusing psychiatry with psychology. Psychiatry is meds.
Who's confusing?
That's
what I was saying. Psychiatry is meds.
Okay, yeah.
That would mean he would be doping to solve their problem. When this is a problem, you've got to solve at the root. You've got to solve people's beliefs and change those things. You can't just prescribe something.
Maybe what I'm thinking of is psychology. Basically, what I would like to do is I'd like to be able to use the power of persuasion to and use a doctorate and all the understanding of the human mind in order to break through whatever.
Yeah, that would be psychology.
Yeah, so that would be psychology. Okay. And how is it going to happen that you're going to have a bunch of statists and or minarchists lining up in your office
to pay you
to cure them of their status Stockholm syndrome?
Well, for one thing, it'd be by a referral. Once I have
But why would somebody want to come to you? Like, if somebody
somebody doesn't think that something you're doing is a problem, they're not going to go have it treated.
Why does anyone who is a statist find themselves listening to Larkin Rose? It's because
it would be total accident.
Larkin Rose doesn't cost $120 an hour.
It would be total accident. I mean, if a statist encounters Larkin Rose, it would be because they saw a video online and happened to click on it for whatever reason. Maybe it had
somebody referred them to it.
Yeah, maybe it had a title that was attractive and they didn't know what they were getting into.
I mean, or they're questioning, and that does happen. That's more of what I cater to. But then they're not like. Then they don't really. They have less of kind of the mental issues associated with that at that point.
Yeah.
It is still there, but...
So this seems like a lot of money to invest for very little potential return.
Well, it's a pretty good career, and you can make pretty good money, and if you do it...
if you're a normal psychologist,
I'd like to have libertarians in every field, so I'm fine with this, and I support it, Parker. I would like to chasten Ian because of his ignorance and blathering on, as he does.
What did I say?
The greatest achievements that are going on right now in psychiatry involve psilocybin, MDMA, and other psychotropic drugs, the sort of thing that you're all about. But, you just leave that behind. You're like, oh, well, they give them, drugs that I've heard that sometimes are bad.
I mean, the psychiatrists are not able to legally prescribe the things that you mentioned. There's some advances going on where there's actually a headline here about the FDA approving some psilocybin trials for treating clinical depression, and that's great news.
Once he gets the degree, perhaps he could just set up a clinic in Mexico and have people fly there to meet him, or in Canada or something like that.
Hey, I'm not saying
there's
don't do
of
it.
Opportunities here that one should perhaps not listen to.
But you're not going to
radio
get,
talk show host
not
with the
make,
AA degree.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't do it. Okay, what I'm saying is be realistic about what your chances are here. If your entire goal is to take on patients to try to convert them. Out of their Stockholm syndrome, maybe you're coming at this from too narrow of a perspective, and you should consider just taking on patients who need psychological help.
Yeah, so if you want to be a psychologist, by all means, go be a psychologist.
Right.
Don't be a psychologist in the hopes that that is going to give you a wealth of status that you can convert.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to line up to come and be converted by you. That may be something that you can slip in to discussions when the time seems appropriate with a patient who is there for whatever other reason that they have sought out your help. But I cannot see there being a line of patients coming in to help you pay off your college loans because you've got to charge a lot of money for these services so you can make your money back that you've invested into the degree and all that. They're probably not going to be doing that even on referrals or whatever because most people don't think they have a problem, right, when it comes to their belief in government. So, Parker, thank you for the call. Good luck with the school career. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, please, go ahead. If you're into psychology, become a psychologist. I mean, it's an interesting one book I ever read, actually,
on the side as a hobby, it's not going to, at least not that way.
It was the most interesting book I ever read in school and the only one I actually ever read textbook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell paid tribute to John McCain on the Senate floor. McConnell spoke near Senator McCain's desk in the Senate.
It is our honor as Americans to say of the late, great John Sidney McCain III what we pray he has already heard from his Creator. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. You fought the good fight, you finished the race, you kept the faith, and you never gave up the ship.
Police in Jacksonville, Florida are still trying to seek a motive in a Jacksonville video game tournament shooting. Mike Williams is with the Jacksonville County Sheriff's Office.
Other gamers are in the back room of Chicago Pizza participating in this game tournament. The suspect walked past patrons who were in other parts of the business and focused his attention on the gamers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial in toll free and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Discord is available to you. The Discord on air call in line rooms are open. Go to discord.lrn.fm and you can jump in there. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And don't forget that Bitcoin.com is a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They've done a lot to help us out, and they do great work over at Bitcoin.com, helping new people come across the idea of Bitcoin and understand what Bitcoin is. They've got a great Bitcoin Academy that you can get started with over there at Bitcoin.com if you're brand new, or if you're not so new and you want to get the latest news headlines from around the world when it comes to Bitcoin, go to news.bitcoin.com. That'll take you right to their news site. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Coming up here, we've got the sovereign citizens, or these so-called sovereign citizens. There's an interesting video that I don't know where I spotted it, but I thought it was interesting to share, especially after we had a conversation about it earlier this weekend. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Ron in New York listening online. Go ahead, Ron.
Hello. Can you hear me this time?
Hey, yes, sir. We got you.
Okay. So I was thinking about this the other day, and this is unlikely to happen, but theoretically, if in 2020 Penn Jillette ran for president and won the Libertarian nomination, would you vote for him?
Oh, absolutely, in a heartbeat. I mean, Penn Jillette is a fantastic, you know, character. I mean, he is just like John McAfee. I wouldn't say either of them are the most principled libertarians, but they sure are better than what the Libertarian Party has offered forward in 2008, 2012, and 2016, which were absolutely dismal political candidates. It makes a lot more sense to go the celebrity route and get some attention that way. So I fully support if Penn Jillette were to do that. Has anyone actually asked him, or has he spoken on this, or are you completely just speculating?
I'm just completely speculating.
Well, I still would support
him. What made you think that we might not support him?
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. I didn't know if there were any positions you had a problem with that he had.
I haven't heard one.
No, I don't know enough
that I particularly dislike.
I haven't really researched him, but he seems good just kind of in passing.
Yeah, I just thought that perhaps you thought we were one of those people that thinks voting itself is immoral or supports the system or causes consent or one of these things that I've, you know, these bits of nonsense I've tried very hard to dispel over time.
Okay.
There you go, Ron. Anything else?
One other question.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Gary Johnson running for the U.S. Senate?
Oh, good. God us bless him. I hope that things work out for him. I heard he's doing pretty well in the polls down there in New Mexico. You know, I don't think he's the most principled libertarian, but I don't know who else he was running against. So
he's probably better than whomever he was running against.
He's probably better than the Republican and the Democrat. I would give him that.
Oh,
is he running as a libertarian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He is definitely better than the Republican Mick Rich and the Democrat Martin Heinrich.
Yeah, those names mean nothing to me. But I appreciate your call, Ron. Thank you for making it tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. CJ is with us, calling from an undisclosed location, listening on TuneIn. Hello, CJ.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, yeah, I was just going to add to that last conversation real quick before I get going.
Sure.
I'm totally rooting for Gary Johnson down in New Mexico. That would be awesome. And actually, I would prefer to see Peter Schiff as the presidential candidate in 2020 from the Libertarian Party, but I'm not sure how likely that is. But
I don't think that's very likely.
But again, neither is Penn Jillette.
That's true.
Yeah, Penn Jillette would be fine, too. But, yeah, you guys were talking about psilocybin earlier in medicine. And, listen, I just want everyone to know in America right now that these things saved my life, okay?
Really?
These things are amazing. I'm telling you, these things opened my mind and made me a more empathetic person. Tell me about that.
I mean, what you know, were you really angry?
Did you take this in therapy or just?
Well, I was. You know. So here's the thing. I know a thing or two about growing these things. Okay.
Sure.
So I can use them very regularly. I use them very therapeutically.
Just to be clear, you're talking about psychedelic mushrooms with psilocybin as the active ingredient. That's what you're talking about?
That's correct.
When you say regularly, what do you mean? How regular are we talking about?
A couple times a month.
Okay. That's more regular than I think probably most people would do psychedelics.
Sounds regular.
When you do a dose of psilocybin, how large of a dose do you typically take on your regular occasions?
I usually take... It just in a standard occasion, about 3.5 grams. That's an eighth ounce.
It's a strong dose. That's a very strong dose, right?
A moderate. No, it's a moderate.
A full eighth of mushrooms?
Yeah.
That's gonna be a good trip, man. I mean, I've definitely done mushrooms before.
Trust me, it'll be. A
that's
good
a lot
trip,
of shrooms to gobble down. For anybody that's unfamiliar, when you're eating psilocybic mushrooms, they typically come in a dried form. And if you don't mind mushrooms, you can usually get through them, no problem.
Isn't there puking always involved?
No, not always. No,
nearly always.
No. There's some people who have definitely puke, probably nearly always. So each person's different. But if you take the mushrooms and you don't have an empty stomach, you're more likely to puke at that point. So if you have an empty stomach, you're less likely to puke. But regardless, so CJ, tell me more about what the first time was like. If this changed for you, was it the first time that it changed? And were you like super angry person before that? Just kind of like picture.
Well, I was always, I was a marijuana smoker for a long time. And when I didn't have marijuana, I could get very grouchy, you know? And I would say that I was probably addicted to marijuana for a long time. I mean, marijuana is very addictive psychologically. I mean, when you're not high and you've been smoking a lot of weed for a long time, you get bummed out when you don't have it. But I swear to God, these things like cured my addiction for marijuana.
Really?
I could go all day and work and not think about weed. Yeah. Yeah. And not only that, but I mean, every time I trip, I get a lot of insight, like very insightful stuff
And, you know, I mean...
Insight into what? I mean, are you just keeping it to yourself? I hate to think that I'm missing out.
Well, you know, I
you haven't done mushrooms?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what this insight is. I mean, like...
Sometimes it's hard to put it into words.
What I feel like is people feel like they've gotten an insight, but in fact they have gotten crapola.
Hmm.
And I'm just trying to figure out whether it's an insight or crapola.
No, trust me, it's not. Because I realized when I come down that my thoughts were very insightful. And listen, these things made me a better salesman at work. It made me a more empathetic salesman. Yeah, Mark, I saw.
Mark, you need to try this.
Just like you.
Right.
Yeah, Mark. These things will open your mind and make you more creative. Listen. For people out there that have terminal illnesses, and you're afraid of dying, these things will help you cope with death.
It definitely does.
I think it's fine.
He's speaking the truth.
Yeah.
I mean,
get mushrooms that grow in cow poop and give them to people.
No, don't take advice from Mark. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Do not go and pick mushrooms. Hold on. Let me make something clear here. Do not go out and pick random mushrooms out of cow poop. You could kill yourself doing that.
You do not
pick out mushrooms randomly out of any pasture or wherever if you want to be a safe, you know, user of an intelligent user of psychedelic drugs. If you want to do mushrooms, what I would recommend, first of all, go to arrowid.org and do some research. Read about mushrooms. Read about the new studies that, you know, they're doing. In fact, I've got the news about that coming up here. And CJ, thanks for calling with your story tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Read up on whatever it is you're going to do, whether it's mushrooms or, you know, MDMA or whatever it is you've got the
hankering to do. I can't disagree with any of that. If you should definitely do a bunch of research
and
before you try
this
out.
If you're going to get mushrooms, you want to get it from a trusted source, somebody who knows what they're doing. If you don't know anybody in real life, then they have the dark net for that. You can go on various different dark net websites and order all manner of, you know,
it sounds
mushrooms.
So safe when you call it the dark net.
Well, I mean, it is relatively safe. I've had mushrooms that people say they got from the dark net before, and they were just as good as any other mushroom I've ever had in my life. So that's one way you can get them and get them relatively safely, but that also requires a lot of research and understanding of how to use said dark web. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here. Which is what's been happening so far tonight. We actually didn't even open the show with any topic because we had phone calls right out the gate. And
just keeps on coming.
And I mentioned psilocybin, that I had a story about that coming up. And so somebody actually called in about that to explain their experience using mushrooms, or to do the best they can to explain their experience using mushrooms. If you've ever done a psychedelic like mushrooms or LSD or DMT, for instance, sometimes the effects can be hard to put into words, even though there may be a very strong understanding or some kind of realization, as we were discussing earlier with our caller, CJ. It can be difficult to express those realizations afterwards.
I kind of feel like, I find... Or even psychedelics different. Most talking about them, I'm most comfortable of talking about them in a clinical setting.
Yeah.
And because... look, I mean, you know, young people...
Well, you've never done them in a clinical setting.
I have not. Young people, specifically young men, are pretty, they're more prone around 18 to schizophrenia and these kinds of things. These
right?
things can do the onsets, and there seems to be some kind of correlation between psychedelic drugs and onset of schizophrenia.
Is that right? I've heard that about cannabis. Is that right. also true?
Same
of other,
thing.
Other drugs?
It's basically a psychedelic, yeah. but low level.
Right. Now, I don't know how common it is what you're talking about. It may be fairly uncommon, but I'm not sure.
I didn't care very much about my mind when I was 18.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, whatever. Everything will be fine. I don't even know what I thought.
Well, so like I was saying, I would recommend, if you're interested in doing these things, that you learn about it first over at arrowwood.org. Great website with lots of information, frequently asked questions.
I don't think this is the kind of thing you should just wing it. You
trip
know?
Reports. No, it's very important that you have the right, what they call set and setting. That's probably the most important aspect of this. I mean, it's important that you get the right drug, first of all, that you're not getting some sort of imitation or knockoff or something that's fake or more dangerous or whatever. So you want to make sure you get the right drug. You want to make sure that you at least have done some research. And most importantly, you want to make sure you have a good set and setting. These are the terms that you're going to hear over and over again the more you look into these things. And the idea there is that you are in a place where you feel comfortable. So a concert around a bunch of strangers, probably not the best place.
Probably not.
The beach where the police could roll up on you, probably not the best place. You know, for somebody who's doing these things for the first time ever, you probably want to be in your home or in the home of a loved one with a loved one or more than one loved one who can be there with you, who can do what's called trip sit, where they are not tripping and you are. or you and somebody else is, but there's somebody there who's not, just to kind of make sure everything goes smoothly for you and, you know, get you anything you might need if you, you know, get couch lock or something like that and you can't get up, you need a glass of water or something. Who knows? Just having somebody there who's not on the drug is also an important thing for a first time.
I'm certainly not going to recommend all the, you know, people just go out and experiment with this stuff, but if you're going to do that, you should follow all that advice.
Yeah.
And this is what they call harm reduction. The notion that, well, people are going to do drugs. Some people are going to do drugs no matter what people say to them. And if there's a way to reduce harm, I think that it's, you know, education and, you know, all these fail safes that you put in place here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and something, I think it's also important to remember, so if something can help you, that means that it's potent. And anything that is potent can hurt you.
Yeah.
So if you don't have I don't think you should go do psychedelics for kicks. Like, that just doesn't strike me as the greatest idea ever. So if you don't have, like, a specific reason why you're doing something, then, I mean, because it's like any other medication, right? If I'm going to sit here and say, oh, this is a medication, it's, you know, useful for depression and PTSD and whatever else, I'm not going to recommend you to just, like, go get some blood pressure medication and just take it on the weekends. That's not how medication works. You kind of only take it if you have the condition that it's for.
The Food and Drug Administration, according to FoxBusiness.com, has green-lighted. This is news that is fresh, by the way, as of the last week. They've green-lighted the use of the psychedelic ingredient in magic mushrooms for a drug trial to treat depression. The federal agency gave the U.S. approval to London-based life sciences startup called Compass Pathways that launched in 2016 under the backing of billionaire Peter Thiel.
Now, Thiel, he's always got his wallet into something.
Good for him. I think it's great news. This is the guy who is an ostensible libertarian. Now, I don't know a whole lot about him. I heard that he was one of the founders of PayPal, and then he ended up, of course, selling PayPal to eBay, so I don't think he's any longer involved in that. But it's good to hear that he's out there putting his money where his mouth is and actually helping move along what is a very important process here to actually give medical trials to psychedelic medications, because we don't really know. There was at one time, in the 60s before they outlawed it,
they shut it down in the early 70s.
Right, where there was some trials, you know, some medical trials going on, and they were starting to learn things about psychedelics as medication. And then government came in, nope, shut it down, war on drugs, prohibition, nobody should be able to use these things, you're a criminal. And so that was the end of any kind of experimentation. It was the end, or at least any kind of legal experimentation.
There is one guy on Earth who, I think he only works with acid, but who works with psychedelics on a trial basis. It's either Sweden or Switzerland. I think it's Sweden. Those are the same country in my head, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But... And so one
no
guy,
other, but all right.
And every one of his clients has to be approved by the Swedish government. So basically, there's nowhere.
Yeah. I didn't know about that. That's very interesting. So regulatory approvals have already been given in the UK, the Netherlands, and Canada. The trial's expected to be a phase 2B dose-ranging study involving 216 patients in 12 to 15 research sites across Europe and North America. The tests will begin in the UK later this month, and sites in other countries will kick off as soon as regulatory approvals are received. For years, many psychedelic scientists have been theorizing. I love that we have psychedelic scientists.
I was going to ask that. Psychedelic scientists?
Sure there are. Have been theorizing that hallucinating on so-called magic mushrooms could possibly reboot the brain and clear
theorizing.
Out.
Just theorizing now. Right. No tests whatsoever.
We've been thinking about this.
This is
we
based on their experience.
Think about it real hard.
And we're psychedelic scientists who've never used psychedelics right. in our lives. They say it could reboot the brain and clear out negative thoughts that may contribute to depression. Now, interestingly, I know somebody who also says that microdosing on, I think she said mushrooms, has helped her with her depression as well. Now, that's obviously outside of any kind of therapeutic session, but there is a difference, by the way, between doing a full-on, you know, eighth of an ounce or a half eighth dose, like our caller earlier was saying he does a couple times a month, you're going to trip if you do that. Whereas if you are taking a micro dose of the product in question, that's a very, very small dose. it usually isn't even noticeable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't see the walls melting or something like that if you're on a microdose.
Right, you're not chewing on a
pacifier. That's also true of any medication, by the way. So, or almost any medication. If I take 1,000 to 10,000 times a therapeutic dose of any medication, there's a good chance that I'll hallucinate.
Yeah. That's true. Try Dexalone.
I'm just trying to think about these psychedelic scientists.
That's what they say here at Box.
I'm just trying to think, like, what happens when they do a drug treatment, a drug test on these guys? Hey Al, it looks like your test came back positive. It's probably one of those poppy seeds. One of those bagels.
Most things are out of your system in like 3 days. Weed's the only thing that sticks
weed
around.
Weed sticks around,
and
yeah.
That's only because they don't directly test for weed. They test for the metabolites of weed, which is also why you get so many false positives.
I know that I've heard when I was a kid that they could take hair and see whether or not you've done acid or whatever. But
I've heard that too.
Do they try to blame it on the bagels, the poppy seed bagels there too?
Good question.
Oh, poppy seed bagels. No, that would be heroin, Al. Oh, yeah. It was an everything bagel, though.
I've heard from lots of people who would know that they've never had a drug test come back positive for LSD. That doesn't mean anything about mushrooms. But that's... I haven't tested that theory, but that's... I've heard it consistently.
If the trial is successful here, Compass Pathways says psilocybin therapy, which combines a dose of psilocybin, which is a psychoactive medicine and the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, with psychological support, has shown promising signals of efficacy and safety.
Note, with psychological support.
It doesn't say psychiatrist support, it says psychological support.
Well, psychiatrists usually don't do therapy.
Right. So, Mark, you were saying earlier that psychiatry is moving ahead on these things, but it sounds like maybe psychologists are the ones who are pushing this ahead, or maybe it's both of them. I'm not sure.
So people who are on meds usually go to a psychiatrist to get a script and a psychologist to get there.
To get the therapy along with that. Okay.
Or some other kind of therapy.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on what is a very promising development for the future of medicine, I think. That is that the FDA is actually approving trials on shrooms.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.